Welcome to the Michigan Medicine News Break, your daily destination for news and stories about the future of healthcare. Today, we are with the Executive Director of Ronald McDonald House Charities Ann Arbor, Kim Kelly, and we are going to talk a little bit about what exactly she does and what the Ronald McDonald House is all about. So thank you, Kim, for joining me today.
Thank you. It's great to be here. I'm excited.
My first question, and I didn't really know too much about the Ronald McDonald House before I started in healthcare, but can you tell me what exactly is the Ronald McDonald House?
We are a global nonprofit with close to 385 Ronald McDonald Houses across the entire world. We are individually our own 501c3 nonprofits, so we're not owned by a global entity by any means, but we do locally serve children's programs and hospitals. We are specifically pediatric. That is some misconception that we are either paid for by McDonald's or paid for by the healthcare system that we work with, but we are our own individual nonprofit that serves families in need whenever their child is ill and receiving treatment at local area hospitals.
So we were just talking before we started recording that you actually have here in Ann Arbor two different houses. Can you maybe talk about how those are different and what are you guys doing to make a difference in the community?
Sure, absolutely. So 36 years ago, we actually started in our main house position across the street from CS Mott next to the ARB, if anybody is familiar with the area, starting out as a 24-bedroom house specifically to house families that were patients at CS Mott. And over the years, we've expanded multiple times in that location. That location now serves 31 families. We've had a couple of additions and spaces we've turned into bedrooms. And then 10 years, this coming November, when CS Mott opened their new facility, they were kind enough to afford us the space to add a second house. So right on the 10th floor of Mott is the Ronald McDonald House within CS Mott Children's Hospital, which has another 12 bedrooms and living space, laundry, office, and such. The main house, the big house that I was talking about, is much larger and accommodates more, I guess, facilities to help people. Bigger kitchens, living rooms, playrooms, game rooms, laundry. Those are really intended for longer stay families. The second house in the hospital, which we nicknamed the Mott House, is more short stay or more emergent situations. So it's a much smaller room, doesn't have a full kitchen, but is able to give those families that can't even really walk across the street to leave their child a respite and a space where they can go get some sleep, take a shower, and be able to be very close to their child's bedside at any time. So between the two, 43 bedrooms a night.
Now, as someone, I have three children of my own, so I know well sleeping overnight in the hospital room. And I can imagine that if you were there for a long stay, how important your services are to these families.
It is. And honestly, what our job is not to be the nurse or the physician or the social worker. It's to be able to relieve a family of everything else you need so you can do nothing but focus on your child's illness and try to be sure that they're there for everything they need to be and not worry about where they're going to get dinner, where they're going to shower, where they're going to sleep. And of course, all of our services are at no charge. Everything is provided free to any family that is eligible through, you know, an actual partnership at Mott. I think that's probably a question that will come up is how do you get into the Ronald McDonald House?
Well, that was my next question was like, so how do you qualify? Like, how does a family, you know, qualify to be someone who could stay at the house?
So currently, anyone receiving care at Mott or local area hospitals, which I'll explain later, but specifically Mott, works. Their social workers that work with the families and patients directly work with our managers to call us and say, hey, family A needs this type of support. Looks like they're going to be here for quite a while. They live a great distance away, et cetera, et cetera. And they then coordinate with our managers to find availability, to try to place them. And they're able to say, looks like they're only going to be here a couple of days. Maybe we're only going to have them stay at the Mott House for a couple of days. Looks like they're going to be here a couple of months. We probably need to get them into the main house. So those relationships are very long, tried and true relationships that our managers work with social work to help identify the greatest need and the best way that we can support families.
So you mentioned earlier that it's free for the families.
Absolutely.
So what are some of the other things that you talked about some of the amenities, but, you know, meals, food, different appliances. Can you maybe talk about that again, exactly what's offered in the house?
Sure. The main house is actually quite large. It has, like I said, 31 bedrooms that are all private rooms and private bathrooms. We have a large laundry facility, a large game room, playroom for kids, living rooms, TV areas, just to kind of go veg out and quietly relax. Very large kitchen and dining area. And primarily, it is completely open. Obviously, recently, COVID has changed a lot of that. So many of those, what we would call common areas, have been closed. But that is just a bigger space for people to be able to stretch out. Many times you'll see if mom and dad are there and dad's maybe still working from home or offsite, dad might hold up in the living room with a laptop while mom is over visiting the patient and the child. But that is a much larger space where we can accommodate more people. The Mott House, very small living room and dinette, if you will, just a little kitchen area and small laundry. So although it's the same type of services, it's just much smaller.
Do you know about how many families per year stay at the Ronald McDonald House?
Well, it depends on if you're talking pre-COVID or COVID. Pre-COVID, we would normally see between the two houses about 1,200 families. A lot changed when COVID hit, and because of some of the policies at the hospital without siblings being able to stay with them, our occupancy dropped pretty significantly because, you know, that would be that somebody has to stay home with the other children. So that coupled with, of course, COVID and restrictions, our occupancy is much lower. What we've always done, though, is we've not turned people away and we have put people in hotels as necessary in certain circumstances. Social work does a lot of that also from a Michigan medicine perspective. But I would say our occupancy is really a little bit lower because of COVID right now.
Yeah, you've been in this role for
11 and a half years.
11 and a half years. What's the most important thing do you think that you guys offer to families?
Hope, peace, place to get away from the beeping machines, a place to gather yourself and rest and kind of rejuvenate so that you can be there for your child. I mean, I think every parent, that's their focus, right? Is what can they do to be sure that their child is okay? And we are just taking away all the stress of all of the general types of things you have to worry about on a day-to-day basis so that they can just put all their energy and focus on their child.
So that's great. That sounds amazing. I can only imagine how helpful that is for the families. Now, we talked a little bit before we started recording about future plans. Can you maybe talk about your 10, 15, 20-year hope?
Hope or firm plans? I can tell you hopes. How about that? We have been doing a lot of analysis. It was pre-COVID. So we were strategically looking at where we needed to grow to meet the demand of the patient load that comes through Michigan Medicine. And of course, strategically, they are looking to obviously increase the families and patients that they can serve. So that analysis that was done pre-COVID very clearly showed us that we have a long way to go. If you compare us to what you would consider comparable health systems in Ohio, Columbus, Cincinnati, other areas that major pediatric types of programs, we are way behind. And for instance, the Cincinnati Ronald McDonald House is 177 bedrooms. So Columbus will be over 200 sometime soon. So we have some challenges, as you, I'm sure, are aware here in Ann Arbor. Real estate is at a premium. Space is very difficult. And part of our mission is that we need to stay as close to the hospital as possible. We don't want to be, you know, across town, because when a parent gets that call in the middle of the night that says you need to be here now, like I said, sometimes families don't even want to leave bedside or the Mott house, which is on the ICU floor. We need to be as close as possible. So we are, as a organization, we have set strategic goals to grow not only our current house spaces, but also other programs. We are talking about some mobile health, which is a branded program called CareMobile, and providing outreach in the communities that are possibly underserved in different medical areas. We're also talking about other health systems like St. Joe's and being able to potentially serve some of those families as well. So we've got lots of things on the horizon. COVID is dictating quite a bit of it, but we are very blessed with an amazing relationship with Michigan Medicine. And they, as administrators and physicians, do believe that we are a part of the continuum of care for Mott patients and are working with us to evaluate how could we grow together. I don't know what that's going to look like yet, but it's definitely our strongest strategic goal is to be able to meet the demand of not only inpatient, but outpatient families that need our support as they come to Mott for care.
So I'm going to throw some, before we finish up, I want to throw some get some stats from you.
Okay.
You may or may not have them, and that's okay.
Okay.
Do you know how many Ronald McDonald houses there are in the United States?
I think at last count, it was about 380. But it does change, not just U.S., excuse me, that's globally.
Oh, okay.
That's across the world.
And do you know what the average length of stay is for a family? Is that a stat that you might know?
Every chapter is different. Ours has traditionally been about 2 weeks, but we have had families that I'm aware of that have been with us almost 2 years.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah. There are families that become part of the family because they've been there so long. And the greatest joy in my job is when people go home with happy outcomes. Most people don't know how important a Ronald McDonald House is until they actually stay in one and have the need for that service. And if I ever go to groups and I'm asked to speak, I will, before I even try to describe what we do, I will ask if there's anyone in the audience that's used a Ronald McDonald House, because they are the best person to really express what it means and what we can do.
Do you know how many employees that you have at your current location?
Our current location is 22 employees. Now that is only 4 full-time employees. The majority of our part-timers are some house managers who help with the staffing of both of our houses, because we are a 24/7 type of operation. And then some part-time, you know, custodial and part-time support people and administration. But development, administration, house management, and oversight of overall operations are the main people that run those houses.
If there's one thing that you could, say to the public and let them know about Ronald McDonald House Charities Ann Arbor, what would it be?
Well, I think I mentioned earlier that there is a general misconception that McDonald's funds us. We are a self-funded organization. Although McDonald's is an amazing charity partner, we receive less than 3% of our funding from them. We currently run a $1.5 million budget, a $1.5 million budget, which keeps those facilities open, provides those services at no charge, pays for our overhead and development expenses. And every one of those dollars have to be fundraised every year. And so we're continuing to want to build awareness, because there's also a second misconception that we only serve families from far away, which is not true. We are serving Ann Arbor families every single day. Those longer term families that are from much further away traditionally do stay in our main house. But the Mott House, which is the local in-hospital house, almost always has very local families. So that was a change about 10 years ago. That was always a perception that we weren't serving to Ann Arbor families, but we definitely are. And as I mentioned in our strategic planning, we are looking very locally as to how we will continue to impact our community here in support services, both through houses as well as care mobiles and things like that.
So where could someone go to find more information about
To our website, which is rmhcannarbor.org. It is currently under construction, but I would suggest you come take a peek at it because it definitely gives you all the different things that we do. What's been challenging with COVID is we haven't been able to welcome the community into the house as often as we normally do. We traditionally have dinner groups that people that come in and prepare meals for the families every night. Haven't been able to do that. We have over 100 volunteers who come to work at those houses to help do light duties around the house, possibly check in donations, help answer questions, tour families, show families where things are that they might need. We also have a hospitality cart that normally pre-COVID was running through Mott on 5 or 6 floors, 5 days a week, and providing support services to the families sitting bedside. So a lot of that is very locally driven, and we are looking forward to being able to invite the community back in eventually. But with COVID, because of the fragility of the patients, we want those families to stay as safe and risk-free from COVID as possible. So our houses have the similar, I guess you would say, protocols from the hospital as far as COVID. So we are following their lead in who we let in at this point, unfortunately. We're looking forward to bringing them back someday.
Yes, we're all looking forward to that day. Well, Kim Kelly, thank you so much for joining us here on Michigan Medicine Newsbreak. We really appreciate you taking the time to tell us more about your organization.
Appreciate the offer and love doing it. Thank you so much.
Thanks. All right, this has been Michigan Medicine Newsbreak. You can find us anywhere you get your podcasts, and you can also find more podcasts on the Michigan Medicine Podcast Network at uofmhealth.org/podcast. Thanks for listening.